Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helsley in North Yorkshire. I'm not quite sure why everything's so jolly this morning. It's certainly nothing to do with the markets, but probably much more to do with the sunshine. Anyway, this is my market perspective on Monday the 28th of May 2012. Last week I think we could summarise as sound and fury signifying nothing. A lot of rhetoric, little of any action apart from Christine Lagarde, who managed to ruffle a few Greek feathers by describing them as a nation of tax dodgers. Didn't go down too well. Anyway, highlights of last week, looking at the regions across in the US, the focus was on the housing market. Here data continues to indicate a mild recovery in the housing market, which is good. And consumer sentiment also continued to improve in the US, but durable goods orders weakened. Durable goods orders, that's washing machines to you and me. And it was an obvious worry for the manufacturing sector, although, to be fair, the flash manufacturing figures for May were still above 50. That's an important figure. It indicates any figure above 50 indicates expansion, below 50 indicates contraction. And it's even more important in this context because, as I'll talk about later, the US is about the only region where that figure is above 50 at the moment. Overall, in the US, economic data was positive, markets were up marginally and would have been up much more, I suspect, except for Europe. Anyway, let's have a look at Europe, where we saw a week of meetings and statements, all repeating assurances about Greece and Spanish banks, but not a real action. And regular listeners to this column will be familiar with that theme, I'm afraid. Flash manufacturing figures for Eurozone as a whole and Germany and France individually were all below 50, indicating contraction. And stocks were hit hard both by that and by the consensus that a Greek exit from Euro is now really on the cards, in spite of leaders categorically saying that Greece should stay in Euro. Here in the UK, one key GDP figures were revised downwards from a contraction of 0.2% to a contraction of 0.3%, and across in Spain, banking problems persist, with Bankia talking about a rescue plan centred around a €24 billion bailout. Over in Asia Pacific, in Japan, after a really good start to the year, stock markets fell for the eighth consecutive week, and that's the longest stretch of losses since May 19. The cause of that was the strength of the yen against the dollar, which ramped up concerns about the outlook for exporters. Friday saw media reports that China's banks are set to miss their 2012 lending targets. That'll be for the first time in 7 years, and once again is an indication of a weakening economy in China. And that was reinforced by China's flash manufacturing index for May, which also came in below 50, indicating contraction. Looking across at some of the other indicators, oil was much more volatile this week, but still finished down on global growth fears and rising inventories. Bond yields are marginally higher, although the trend, I have to say, remains downwards, not surprising given the current levels of risk. Gold continued to fall, and on the currency markets, the euro continued to tumble, and it slipped to below $1.25 at one point last week, and that's what I've not seen since July 2010, it's at its weakest level against the pound since the Lehman's crisis in 2008, which is nice for all of us heading across to Europe in the next couple of months for holidays. Anyway, let's have a look at the markets. In fact, they were generally fairly stable last week. Japan down about 0.5%, Far East down 1%, Europe and UK up around 1%, US up about 0.5%. Oil was down 1% to $91 barrel for West Texas Intermediate, and gold was down 1% to $1,575. So that's the bottom line. What we're seeing is continued divergence between the US and the rest of the world, with the US trending a slow recovery, whilst Europe has a contraction and the Far East remains somewhat enthralled to both. And in the current economic environment, it is important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio, protected against those many macroeconomic risks, but also able to take advantage of opportunities as and when they arrive. This week, market moving events. The key one to look out for in terms of data will be the US May employment report due out on Friday, which we watched with bated breath by the world, and of course, events. Here at PFL, it's a quiet week, but no commentary next week, obviously, and I will be on holiday next week. That's it from me. Don't take this as advice. Speak to your professional advisors. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Take care. Have a good